Well, members of the National Association of Farm Broadcasters met with agricultural industry and commodity group leaders in Kansas City for Trade Talk to talk about the issues relevant to the industry. And right on top of everyone's list, what's going to happen with the Farm Bill? Can we get a new long-term Farm Bill passed yet this calendar year? That's a question I put to Mary Kay Thatcher, the chief lobbyist for the American Farm Bureau Federation.
You know, last year I didn't think we could get it done. This year I really do think we can. I think we're making some progress. It's very slow, but we're in a conference committee, some good discussions going on, and I feel confident that about the 1st of January we'll have a bill.
Now, what makes you feel more optimistic?
Well, first of all, I think farmers and ranchers and conservation folks and food stamp participants have all gotten more engaged. You know, in 2012, we didn't have as much participation. I think there was a whole lot more, let the lobbyists in Washington take care of it. And I think people learned we can't do it without them. So that grassroots input is what's important. So I think they're engaged. I think you also have four principals, the ranking members and the chairs of the House and Senate Ag Committee, that have really worked together quite well. I think they all really want to get it done, and it seems that they're all in this give and take mode where they know they're not going to get everything they want, but they will get something, and there's a real push there to finish it.
What about the nutrition hurdle? How do we get that resolved?
No question that that difference between $4 and $40 billion in cuts is the big roadblock left. And I think probably the most difficult thing is trying to come up with a number and amount of reform that passes the House and the Senate and can be signed by the President. Probably that puts the most pressure on Speaker Boehner in that, you know, he's the one who's going to have to make a decision. I think he knows if he brings back a bill that cuts $38 billion in food stamps, he might be able to force it through the House, but he's not going to have any Democratic support. So he's going to have to make a decision, am I okay bringing up a bill that will have House, Democrat, and Republican support to get it done? And that'll probably be a bill more in the $8, $10, $12 billion range in food stamp cuts.
Are you concerned now the seed has been planted to separate nutrition and the Farm Bill that could become reality?
Very concerned. You know, I think Farm Bureau has two priorities in this bill. One is to make sure we get nutrition and the farm programs back together. Otherwise, I don't think we'll ever have another Farm Bill. And the second one is to keep the 1938 and the 1949 Acts as permanent law. You know, if you were just a corn producer or just a cotton producer, you might think that was okay, that you never had to battle this thing again. But if you are a user of conservation programs or rural development or livestock disaster after the South Dakota stuff or specialty crops, you folks are going to get left in the dirt. And so we need to make sure that indeed we keep that law in place. You know, can USDA ever really implement it? No, but that's the sledgehammer we need to make sure we get this thing done. So two huge priorities for us.
Well, one of our priorities, keeping informed on the market front, and blocks now sit at $1.82 a pound, barrels 175 and three quarters of a cent per pound, and AA butter 165. Over on the Class 3 trade, November's down to 1882, December drops to 1795, and January at 1735. Big declines on the Board of Trade for beans, January off 33 at 1279 and one quarter of a cent, March down to 1264 and one half cent per bushel. Corn for December off 4.5 to 422, March 430 and three quarters of a cent, and December wheat down fractionally to 643 and three quarters of a cent per bushel. Livestock, fed cattle market remains steady. Choice beef steers and heifers to 127, Holstein steers 109. Slaughter cows, cutter and utility 72 to 90. Most of the slaughter cows 52 to 71. Replacement bull calves, 1 to 220. Heifer calves, 60 to 155. Barrels and gilts, 70 and down. Market lambs, 160 and down. And that's your lowdown on the ag front. I'm Mike Austin for WSAU News.